Good morning. Spirit of life, come unto me. There are times when we sing Spirit of life. If you sit near me in church, you probably realize that sometimes I'm so deeply impacted, so moved that I start to cry. Sandra's playing, the beautiful voices in the choir and the congregation, and the simple words of the song touch a place really deep inside of me. Of all the things that happen here on a Sunday service, singing the Spirit of life is what makes me feel most connected to our church. For me, the roots that we sing about are manifested here in this church and in this congregation. As a kid, my father's jobs caused their family to move all up and down the East Coast. I attended 8 different schools in 12 years. Moving so often, my roots were always tied to our small family circle, since the physical place we lived was always so temporary. It's easy to understand why being able to say that I've been a member here for 15 years is very important to me. In the early 70s, my best friend's father was a social worker for Catholic Charities. And through her family, I met many people who were involved in working for social justice. I wound up converting from the Episcopal Church in which I was raised to Roman Catholicism because at that time in PB, Massachusetts, the social justice capital of the world, that wing of the Catholic Church was ironically the only place I could find the humanist values that resonated with me. From the perspective that time gives, I can see that my conversion at that time to Catholicism was much more about spiritual belief and social justice than it was about a profound religious belief. Like so many of you who are sitting here this morning, Rich and Mark and I first began attending church here because we were looking for a place for Mark to go to religious education. As I look back on it now, though, I can see that I was going to stay involved here whether the Sunday school thing worked out or not. I had finally found a place that I'd been looking for almost 20 years, a place where people believed that they could make a difference, where the wisdom of all the world's religions was discussed and respected, where we became a welcoming congregation, and where the arts were valued and loved. I remember that first Sunday we attended, Nathaniel, who I think was chair of denominational affairs at the time, was circulating a petition to be signed. And I knew I had found a home. Petitions were right up my alley. So, I did stay, and over the years, and many, many committee memberships later, the roots here have helped my family and me go through life's rockier times and have brought many joys. Teaching RE, in fact, helped me to discover what turns out to be my career and my passion, teaching adolescents. This church is very precious to me. And I know it is to you too. Thank you to all of you. You've been such an inspiration and model for me all over the years that I've been affiliated with this church. My dream for us is that we can continue to use the energy, the talent, and the expertise that resides here in this church to fulfill our promise to this community, to ourselves, and to the world.